Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today you have just got me. So I'm going to do my very best today to bring you as much value, hopefully some actionable takeaways from this episode today. So this episode has been inspired by some recent conversations that I have been having with a number of people within my network. So for those of you that are new here, hello, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I run a IT recruitment company and I've worked in recruitment now for the last 12 years. So as you can imagine, I have a lot of conversations with people every single week. And I guess what that enables me to do is really have a bit of a market pulse check of what's going on. What are people thinking? What are they feeling? What's sort of happening in the market? What's the current energy like in the working world? And one thing that keeps on coming up time and time again from the conversations I'm having with some pretty senior executives and people that are sort of like, you know, at that sort of middle management level is they're looking for a bit of a change. They're starting to think, is this role, is this job, is this career serving me? And this conversation seems to be happening a lot. So this weekend, I got thinking, I got reflecting as I do a lot. And I wanted to do an episode on it because if I'm sensing this in the market, I can imagine there'll be a few more people that are really feeling this way. So if that's you, know you're not alone. Know that we have gone through a period now of a lot of change. You think we went through a global pandemic and that wasn't actually that long ago. We got forced into our homes, especially if you're in Melbourne, you were pretty much stuck in your home 24/7. And in this time, we were given, I guess, a lot of time to think and reflect. And a lot of us made quite big life-changing decisions. Maybe some of us decided to move state. Maybe some of us decided to move regional. Maybe some of us decided to completely pivot into a different industry. I know a lot of people who moved. I know one of my closest and dearest friends actually moved to Gympie in Queensland and now are living fully remote. And I was having this very conversation with her the other day, and she feels maybe now that is that the right decision and is that serving her at this point in time in her life. I've also had conversations with people that have moved into a brand new role in a brand new organization, a very sort of, I guess, high stress, high paced industry. And she's also questioning, have I made the right decision? You know, does this job and this current career lifestyle change serve me? People that have moved to different states, moved regionally, are questioning whether or not they want to move back to be close to the city because now they're having to come back into the office a couple of days a week. So I feel like a lot of us are questioning things at the moment. And I know in my own life, I am as well. Some of you may or may not know this, but during COVID, I lived up in the Gold Coast and I'd actually moved up there 6 months prior to COVID kicking off. So I was very grateful to be up in Queensland because we weren't as, I guess, we didn't have as bad as what Melbourne did. But I moved up to Gold Coast and then I really missed my team, my co-founder, Pam. And then I decided to, as you do, jump in a van. We did up a van. My husband and I did up a sprinter van. We traveled around to Queensland for a bit. And as soon as those borders opened, we basically drove straight down to Victoria. And now I live close to my business partner in Victoria. And I've lived there now for 2 years. I have loved being back in Victoria. I love living close to my business partner, Pam. But there's also this part of me that is trying to, is thinking to myself, is there a world where I could spend more time back up in Queensland because I really miss the weather. I really miss the beaches. I really miss the lifestyle while still having everything that I love about Victoria while still being close to my business partner. And I'm asking myself some big questions at the moment. And again, I'm not going to leap into doing anything, but it's interesting how everyone's feeling. I feel something that maybe they've made these big life decisions and they're questioning themselves a bit now. So if that's you, whatever the situation is, I want you to know you're not alone. And if you're sitting there now thinking, I feel like I'm ready for a career change, a career pivot, a new job, the first thing that I want you to do, because I think that this is something that I haven't done in the past, I've just made a quick decision and gone for it, is really, really sit with that decision. Because I feel like if I reflect on my own career, I've been doing recruitment now for 12 years. And there was a point in my career where I was really questioning if recruitment was what I wanted to do. And the reason I was questioning it is because it wasn't challenging me anymore. One of my core values is growth. And I didn't feel like I was growing. But at the same time, I also wasn't really pushing myself to just try new things. I wasn't pushing myself out of my comfort zone. I wasn't creating content at that time. I was just sort of stuck in the rut of the day-to-day sort of, I guess, tasks that I needed to do. And it got to a point where I was questioning whether or not I wanted to do it. And this was typically around the time of COVID as well. I feel like we all went through that, as I just said. But one thing that I always do now, whenever I'm sort of questioning things, is I will sit down first and foremost and ask myself this: what am I chasing here? Or am I chasing something? What am I focusing on? Right? Because typically what I tend to do is focus on all the things that I don't like, all the things that I wish were different, all the things I want to change, instead of focusing all the things that I really enjoy, what recruitment gives me, the opportunities, the freedom, you know, like, so it's all of these things. So before you make a big decision, like changing careers or moving jobs, be very aware of what you're choosing to focus on, because I think we do have a habit where maybe things start to get a bit maybe easy, or we put a lot of pressure on our careers to kind of be our everything. I know I've done that in the past. I know that I've sort of thought to myself, well, my career should give me fulfillment and passion and joy. And, you know, it shouldn't be all those things, right? Like, that's why we have other elements of our life. It's why we've got our family, our friends, our mental and physical well-being. It's, you know, our life is not just made up of one thing, our careers. So there's a lot of pressure to put on our careers. So before you make the change, all I'm saying is sit down, ask yourself the question, what am I focusing on? Because where you place your focus is where you place your energy. So if you're constantly focused on the negatives, you're going to be more negative towards your job, more negative towards your co-workers, your boss, whatever, right? And if you're sort of going, no, Georgie, this job is no longer serving me, this company is completely out of line with my values, awesome. The next step, if you've decided that you're done, you want to get out, you want a fresh start, is to really seek clarity. So when I'm really having these conversations with people and they're saying to me, I want to move jobs, I want to get out, I want to move out of this organization, the first thing I'll say to them is, great, well, what does the ideal job look like? And they'll pause and they won't, not everyone, but some people, they won't be able to give me a really clear, distinct answer. They'll go, oh, well, I want to work fully remote. Fab. Where do you want to work fully remote from? Oh, well, from my home. Great. Do you want to do that for the next 2 years, 3 years? Well, actually, I've got a real big dream to move my family to Queensland. Right. Well, then in that case, you know, we need to make sure that whatever the job is next allows you to work from anywhere. So all these things, right? So you need to first and foremost seek clarity. What do you want? Why do you want it? What's important to you? Do you want more flexibility? Do you want to work less hours? Do you want to work a model that's hybrid? Do you want fully remote? What kind of industry do you want to work in? What kind of people do you want to work with? Do you want to be in a leadership role? Do you want to be part of a team? Do you want to be in a startup? Do you want to be a contractor? Do you want to work in a big enterprise company? What do you want? The clearer you can get, the easier it becomes. Because when the decision comes, when the offer hopefully comes in, you know, this is it. This is what I want. So we need to first and foremost start with that clarity. Clarity is king. So reflecting on your passions and reflecting on your values, and really sit down with a pen and paper and spend some time writing this out and thinking, where do I see myself in the next 2 to 3 years? What does that look like? And is this going to be the stepping stone for me to achieve this goal? So the clearer you can get, the better. The next piece to it that I always recommend people do, once you've really sought out your clarity and you're like, this is what I want, this is why I want it, is to really then explore the options. So if you've decided that you want to break into a particular industry or a particular company, or you know, you just want a complete change of career, go and speak to the people that are doing what you want to do or working at the organizations that you want to work for. Reach out to them on LinkedIn, you know, pick their brains, put in a 10-minute call. It doesn't have to be long, but just ask them the questions. The more you can, I guess, find out information and be curious and get super clear as like, you know, is this truly what I want? Because you might have these conversations and go, oh, actually, that's not what I expected it to be, right? Sometimes we think the grass is greener and it turns out it's not. Who's done that before? Jump ship, got into the role and thought, oh, actually, this is not what I thought it was going to be. So again, the more people you can ask, the more people you can sit down with, the more people you can call, the better. And then what you also could do is you could even offer to volunteer. You could do like a part-time gig, an out-of-hour gig. So you could do sort of things like that. If it was, you know, if you wanted to get into technology or something, you could do, you know, a little side project, start building a website or doing some design work or so, like whatever, right? But, you know, be creative, but make sure before you take the big leap that you're maybe dabbling in it and you're asking some questions and you know, making sure that you are really ready for what's to come. And the other thing I would say is obviously identifying if you need to upskill, you know, so before you leap, before you sort of make that big career adjustment, there might be a few gaps that you need to fill in. So it's being open and honest and transparent about that and being a bit of self-aware to be like, okay, well, if I really want to go and do that particular job or that, or step up into that role, these are probably the things that I need to make sure I'm upskilling in. So that's absolutely key. Another key point I want to make is planning, right? Because when you are making these big life decisions, whether it's moving jobs, moving state, whatever the thing may be, the likelihood is it might take you more time than what you first think it's going to take. So, you know, for example, if you're moving complete careers, you know, you might think to yourself, right, well, I'm going to do this while still working. And if you can do that, great. But if you can't, if you really want to give yourself the headspace and you think, you know what, I just need some time for me, you could obviously take a redundancy package, you know, if that's on offer, or you could obviously decide to move on and have that time and space to enable you to interview, to really take the time to decide what's next for you. If you decide to do that, my advice is to make sure financially you have enough money to support yourself and your family, because the worst thing you can do, and I've seen people do this, is quit, not earn income, and it gets to 6 months and then they're in a frantic panic and they just take the first thing that comes their way. And then all of that work that they did, getting clear, planning, speaking to people, goes out the window because they just need a pay slip, right? So we want to avoid this from happening. So again, the more planned you can be, the more intentional you can be ahead of time. If you know you want to make this transition, the better. Another thing you can do when it comes to planning is make sure, and again, this might sound really obvious, but it's amazing how many people don't do it, that your LinkedIn profile, and I sound like a broken record here because you've probably heard me say this before, and I've even had the LinkedIn expert Karen Tistel on to talk about why your LinkedIn profile is so important. So go and listen to that one as well, because she goes into detail about how your LinkedIn profile should look and feel. But make sure your LinkedIn profile is up to date. So if you know that you want to change industry or you want to change job, right, and you're starting to put the feelers out there, what's the first thing people are going to do? We all have an online presence. I've said that before. They're going to go onto your LinkedIn profile. They're going to scroll back through your history. They're going to look at your LinkedIn profile picture. They're going to look at your titles. So make sure that this is all aligned. The next thing you want to do is make sure that you've got your CV all up to date. Absolutely crucial, because again, this is where time can get lost in the process, because typically sometimes opportunities come up. It needs to be a quick turnaround, right? So if a recruiter calls you or a HR person calls you or a hiring manager calls you and says, I want a copy of your resume, boom, you should be able to send that to them straight away. So just be prepared. The more prepared you can be, the better. Another piece of advice that I would also give you is once you know what you want to do, once you know the role that you want or the career that you want, search that job title in websites like Seek or LinkedIn job ads and have a look at what the key skills listed in the job ads are and make sure those key words, those key skills, obviously if you've got them, are on your LinkedIn and on your resume, because recruiters, HR people, hiring managers will search these key words. And if you want to stand up, if you stand out, if you want your resume to be top of the pile, these keywords need to be on your resume and on your LinkedIn profile. That's absolutely key. I can't stress that enough. And if you're reading the job ads and you're going, oh, okay, I don't have most of the things on there, well, that's awesome. You now know that. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to give up or you're going to go, right, well, these are things that I need to go and learn. These are skills I need to acquire. And also don't neglect your transferable skills. Every single person has transferable skills. You might be an amazing problem solver. Well, that is such a need in technology. You might be amazing at sales. Well, that's fantastic when it comes to dealing with challenging stakeholders, right? You might be amazing at, you know, being organized. You might be, so therefore you could go into be a fantastic project manager. You might be fantastic with Excel spreadsheets. You'd be great at data analysis. That's great as a data analyst, right? Like there's so many transferable skills that you have that you're sitting on that you've accumulated in your career that can be brought into the next job with you. Don't neglect these. Really focus on your strengths, focus on your skills. And if you're sat there thinking, I'm not sure what my skills are, ask somebody that's worked with you before, because we've all got strengths, we've all got skills. We want to make sure that we're utilizing them and transferring them across to whatever job and career that we want to have. The next piece that I think is really, really important to be aware of, and this happens to every one of us, regardless of what we're doing, is this whole fear, like concern, are we good enough, imposter syndrome, who do I think I am to take on a new job and more responsibility, change careers, that is going to come up, right? Be prepared for that inner voice to start chatting away, trying to put fear into you, discourage you, right? Like our minds don't like change. Our brains don't like change. They want to keep us safe. So when we push ourselves out of our comfort zone, we feel uncomfortable. It feels new. It feels, doesn't feel, our bodies are out of whack, right? So you be prepared for fear to come out. Be prepared for that inner critic to pop up. Be ready with all of the reasons why you're deserving of this new career change, this promotion, this new job, right? Be prepared to challenge those thoughts and push through it, because on the other side of fear is freedom. And every single time I've faced my fears, whether it's stepping on a stage, whether it's recording a podcast, whether it's, emailing a brand new client and consistently just, going at them until they say yes. Like all of these times I push myself to do things that feel uncomfortable. I'm on a new meeting, I'm pitching, I'm negotiating. I know that over the other side of that discomfort is so much growth, so much transformation, and ultimately it breeds that trust in myself and that confidence in myself as well. So don't let fear hold you back. You know, do not talk yourself out of these opportunities. You do not want to be one of these people that gets to the end of your life and lives with regret. That is my ultimate fear. Right? Like that scares me more than hearing the word no, than getting a rejection letter, than making a fool of myself if I step on stage and stumble over my words. Who cares? At least I'm giving it a go. At least when I'm 111 on my rocking chair on my porch somewhere, warm probably, you know, I'm going to look back and go, God, I really gave it my all. I'm really proud of how I showed up. I'm really proud that I did that tough thing. I pushed myself. I'm proud of all the things that I've done in my life, because I believe life is all about having as many experiences as possible and enjoying the journey along the way. So every time you do something that feels out of the ordinary, feels a bit scary, you're going to come up against yourself. you're going to come up against yourself. Be prepared for that. Be prepared to be very conscious of those thoughts, very conscious of those emotions, right? That's when you need to surround yourself with other people that are also growing and learning. That's when you need to double down and listen to some really good podcasts, read some really good books, understand yourself, journal, spend 5-10 minutes a day with doing some breathing exercise and meditate and listen to the thoughts, become more aware of them, become more aware of yourself, right? Because if you don't, you will always hold yourself back and you will never live up to your true potential. So do not let fear or imposter syndrome or any of these negative thoughts hold you back from achieving the things that you are very, very deserving of. So I want to just make sure I point that out. And then the one of the final pieces that I want to say, once you've, you know, got clear, you've reached out to a few people, had these conversations, you're getting yourself set up, you've got your plan in place, you're aware of all these things that are going to come up, the thoughts and the emotions and everything else, you've got to stay patient. You've got to stay persistent. Like, things aren't just going to happen overnight. You might have to interview in a few different places. You might have to go for a few rounds. You might need to take a few tests. You might need to upskill yourself. You might need to listen to some tough feedback and criticism along the way, right? Like, this is all part of it. But what's the alternative? You stay where you are and you just settle, right? And you are miserable, right? So you're going to come up against all these tough things, but you've got to stay persistent. You've got to stay patient. You've got to have that goal in mind and focus on it every single day. If you are determined to change career, to change jobs, to get that promotion, to make any type of change in life, you've got to stay persistent and you've got to be patient, because these things can take time. So I think patience is something that I'm very much still working on, because I wouldn't say I'm a particularly patient person, but I'm learning to enjoy the process more. I'm learning to not, I don't say I like my challenges, but I'm learning to try and love my challenges because they help me to grow. So I'm just really trying to reframe setbacks, challenges. You know, things take a little bit longer than what I'd like them to. And I just go, well, do you know what? When I do achieve that goal, how much better is it going to taste? That sweet taste of success is just going to just be even better, because I've had to be patient. I've had to be persistent. I'm going to be even more proud of myself when I achieve that goal. But you know what? I'm also not going to spend my days in frustration, in lack, you know, picking myself apart for why things aren't moving quick enough. I'm going to be coming from a place of constant gratitude of like, I know I'm worthy. I'm grateful for my life as it is right now. It's certainly not perfect. It's not where I want to be, but there's so much still every single day that I can be grateful for whilst I work towards my goals. So patience and persistence, absolutely key. And the final thing I want you to do every day, and something that I do every single day, is just keep that visualization alive. Don't lose focus. Don't lose track of where you want to go. Don't fall back into those old bad habits, thinking patterns. Don't start putting yourself down. Don't listen to the naysayers. If you have a goal and you want to achieve it and you're ready to make this new career pivot, new job change, whatever it is for you, just know that it will come. It will come when the time is right. The one thing that I do every single day as a little bit of a hack, and I find this very, very useful for my own goals and I guess ambitions and what I'm trying to work towards, is I close my eyes every single morning. I get really still. I do some deep breaths and I visualize every single day what I want to achieve, where I want to go, what I'm doing in that moment. And I really feel what it feels like to have achieved that. So I'm focusing on what I want to happen. So, you know, for me, that might be, for example, you know, owning a property up in Queensland and having the flexibility to be able to go up there and have some nice holidays up there. So I might be focusing on that. It's like, that might be an end goal for me. Okay, I'm really like closing my eyes and thinking that's the goal. Okay, what does it look like? And what am I doing when I'm up there? I'm walking barefoot on the sand. I'm feeling the waves crash against my feet. I'm drinking my coffee in the sun. I'm, you know, doing all these things. I'm really visualizing it and feeling ahead of that experience what it would actually feel like when it happens. And that's the key. So visualization is so powerful. I could do a whole episode on visualization on its own. I have visualized so much in my life. When I've really got clear on what I want and felt it ahead of the time, it's always happened for me. You know, I visualized the sisterhood socials and how I wanted those to look. I visualized starting a business. I visualized so many things in my life. Of course, I've taken the right action and but the first step for me was getting really clear on what I wanted to achieve and really feeling it, embodying it in my mind and body before the event had occurred. And if you do that, you don't come from a place of fear and lack because in your mind it's already happened. So if anyone's familiar with the power of visualization, it is such a powerful tool. It's probably my biggest tool in my toolkit when I'm trying to achieve a goal, visualizing what it would feel like ahead of it actually happening. And trust me, so powerful. And you'll just notice if you do it right, subtle things, subtle breadcrumbs that come into your life, like, okay, I'm on the right track. Oh, okay, I'm on the right track. So very important, visualize who you want to be, what you want to achieve, visualize that end goal every day so you feel really connected to it. So that is today's podcast. I hope that there was something in there that helped you today, that served you today. Now I'm going to be doing solos again. I love doing them. I just want to make sure that they serve you. I want to make sure that I'm talking to topics that are really relevant, that are things that people maybe need some help with, are struggling with, or just feeling right now. You know, let's keep the conversation open. Let's all just continue to grow and be the best versions of ourselves together because we're all work in progress. But reach out to me if you found this episode today useful, beneficial. What do you like to do? Do you visualize? Are you looking for a career change at the moment? Let me know. I love, love, love hearing from you. So please reach out. And if you have a moment now, if you've got to the end of this podcast, the biggest gift you can give me is just to give this podcast a quick rating. It really does help the algorithms and it helps people discover the podcast. So thank you so much. Have an amazing week wherever you are. And I look forward to speaking to you again very soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.